Welcome, everyone, to this episode of Active Radio KHII 88.9 FM Podcast. We really appreciate you joining us today. My name is John Hurt, and we're going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our community. By sharing knowledge through our conversations, we will try to impart some information you may need about what is happening in the Tularosa Basin and across southern New Mexico. So let's get to the interviews.
Well, good morning, everyone. I'm Bob Flott. We're live and local in the studio on this Friday morning. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving yesterday. Hope you had a chance to win those, watch those Dallas Cowboys come in with a strong victory. I got a chance yesterday to watch almost all of the game, and it was an exciting game. I think that puts Dallas at now, what, 8-3 for the season. My Detroit Lions aren't bad at either. I think they're 7-3 at my last time I checked them out as well. Well, I'll tell you what do you want for Christmas? You can find it up at the Christmas capital of New Mexico, Cloudcroft, New Mexico. Got everything up there you want for Christmas. Santa Claus will be in town. Christmas tree lighting. There's so much going on. Let's find out more about all the events going on with Karen Seinerfeld. Karen is the president of the Cloudcroft Chamber of Commerce. And by golly, I'll tell you what, Karen, we've got a list of things going on for Christmas in Cloudcroft that nobody else can match, I'm sure.
That's right. Greetings from the Christmas capital of New Mexico, Bob. We are so thrilled to be able to chat with you this morning about the exciting events that we have going on over the next 5 weekends, starting today.
Starting today, yeah. We'll get into that in just a moment. Who came up with the Christmas capital of New Mexico?
That was me.
Well, very good.
I started 2 years ago when I took over as president, meeting with different people, seeing how they felt about it, meeting with the village trustees and getting people on board. And then we wrote a proclamation. And so it's almost been 2 years that it's finally official. And the mayor and I both signed the scroll. The scroll is sitting here in the chamber office, and there is a matched one at the village office.
Very good. Now, was the Christmas capital of New Mexico pretty much closed yesterday on Thanksgiving?
Pretty much, it was. So, but, you know, we were getting ready for some of the things that are going to be happening, too. So, you know what? Can I just share one little secret fact?
Oh, yeah, wait a minute.
Did you know that the elevation of the North Pole is less than 500 feet? And we're at 9,000. So just think about the reindeer for a second.
Oh.
You know, athletes train at a higher elevation. So, you know, some of the reindeer were kind of here yesterday training at this higher elevation, getting used to it. And so, you know, we let them do their thing yesterday.
You know, I looked up towards the Sacramento Mountains yesterday. I was looking at the some of the snow on Old Baldy over there by Mescalero, and I looked and I said, that looks like some reindeer high in the sky flying over Cloudcroft. Did I really?
Yep.
Maybe I saw them.
Yeah, I bet you did. And they'll also probably do some night training because at this high elevation and with the dark sky, you know, you might see a red nose up there at some point, you know, but keep an eye out. We do have some temporary reindeer parking here in Cloudcroft, but we want to make sure that people know that they won't see any of the reindeer because they are getting ready for the big event of Christmas.
You bet they are. My golly, that is going to be a big event for sure. You know, we talk about Cloudcroft, the Christmas capital of New Mexico. I like to say about Cloudcroft as well, about 9,000 feet above stress level.
That's exactly right.
When I go up there, I just unwind.
Mm-hmm. And that was one of the ideas behind the Christmas capital, because every day kind of feels like a holiday here. You're stress-free. It's a slower pace. It's a quaint village. We love it here, and we love sharing our community with people who come to visit. And we love living here.
You know, one thing I found out when the German Air Force was at Holloman Air Force Base for all of those years, and we got to know a lot of the German Air Force members and their families personally, just great people. But we were always talking about Cloudcroft, the village of Cloudcroft, and they said, we go up to Cloudcroft, and it reminds me of our homelands in Germany. So many.
Aww.
And they just connected with that.
Yeah, Yeah, we had a couple in here in the chamber office 2 days ago on Wednesday that were here from, they live in El Paso right now, but they are from Germany. And they said that very thing. As a matter of fact, they gave us some hints on some things we can do when we have our Oktoberfest next October. So that was a lot of fun to visit with them.
Well, very good, Karen. We've got so much going on. And guess what? It all kicks off today.
It all kicks off today. So today is kind of a shop till you drop day. You know, we don't have any big box stores up here, and that's one of the things that makes us so unique and special. And we have 3 different arts and crafts shows going on today. The first one is the last day for the Holiday Art and Gift Show, which is sponsored by the Cloudcroft Arts Society. It's being held in the Nivison Library from 10 until 3. And then we have the Art Silent Auction and Craft Show at the Sacred Heart Mission Catholic Church, and that's from 10 until 5. And kicking off at 10 a.m. this morning is the Christmas Market, one of the favorites with decorations and gifts and all sorts of one-of-a-kind items. So one of the great things, as you know, Bob, about our community is you can park once and just scamper around to just those 3 events if it's in a 2-block radius and you don't have to move your car. Then you can head right up to Borough where all the unique stores are.
Yeah, and if you go up there today for those events, you can walk off some of that turkey and mashed potatoes and gravy and everything from yesterday.
Absolutely, you can. So we, you know, one of the things that is new this year up on Borough is the Borough Street Exchange has a Christmas tree lane. And all of the stores within that exchange have a Christmas tree that they've decorated kind of in a unique way of their particular store. So we encourage people to stroll along the trees or go into the store and see the trees, because the Borough Street Exchange has a social media contest going on and people can vote for their favorite tree.
That is really unique. Now, that was not done last year, was it?
This is the first time for this one.
A brand new event.
So we're pretty excited.
It certainly sounds
like a brand new event.
Yep. Well, yep. I know we've got those 3 events you just talked about and everything, but my goodness, there's so much going on Borough Street and all around the Cloudcroft area. Share some of the other highlights with us.
So some of the other highlights for this weekend, tomorrow 2 of the craft shows will take place. The one at the gymnasium at the Christmas market and the one at the church will continue. And then, of course, we've got all sorts of fun things going on Borough. You know, you can find the very first Cloudcroft Christmas Capitol ornament at the Cloudcroft Souvenirs on Borough. Becky there created the very first one, but there are some other unique Christmas Capitol items, and you can find some at Mountain Magic. And if you want to adopt a reindeer, the Elk Shed has stuffed reindeers for adoption with adoption papers. So just some examples that we encourage people to go around and explore. And then at 4 o'clock tomorrow, Santa Land is going to open. And remember, we were talking about reindeers are kind of scoping out their flight pattern? Well, the fire department is going to bring Santa to Santa Land tomorrow at 5 p.m. on a fire truck.
Very good. Ho, 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 Santa.
Yes, coming. Exactly.
Oh, my goodness. I love it, Karen. I love it.
Yeah. And that's one of the fun things about the community involvement here. So reindeer are busy. Fire truck delivers Santa. And they're going to have, at the Clock Pavilion, they're going to have hot chocolate and arts and crafts. And it'll open at 4 and kids will be able to create some things while they're waiting for Santa. And the greatest thing is that they don't close until the very last child gets an opportunity to make a wish with Santa. And I think you're going to be at that event tomorrow.
I'm going to be up there. We'll be welcoming Santa in to Santa Land tomorrow at 5 o'clock when he arrives. We'll be there live and local starting at 4. But you're so right on that. I've noticed that, you know, when the lines have been extra long, this is going to be a good line because it's a Thanksgiving holiday. And
right.
A lot of people are in the community right now of Cloudcroft, the Christmas capital of New Mexico, Cloudcroft. And Santa will be there and Mrs. Claus will be there. She'll probably be giving out some cookies and everything.
I think she's been baking because they're staying at a cabin not far from the chamber, and I'm pretty sure I smell some baking cookies in the air today, but don't want to disclose where they are right now.
You know, because you know I'll be up there.
Yes, right. You know what, Bob? I heard this rumor that there's a mailbox, and that sometimes the mailbox gets really full, just like email, you know, for Santa.
Yes.
And that you actually read some of those letters on the air to help Santa with the process. And just want to thank you for that.
Well, you're welcome, and we enjoy doing that. And the kids are so unique. You know, when we're up there all the time, we talk to some of the adults, of course, but we really love to talk with the children, especially, you know, when they're in that line waiting to see Santa Claus, the excitement they have, because in just a few minutes, they're going to be walking up on that stage at the Clock Pavilion and sitting on Santa's knee and telling Santa, "Santa, I have been such a good girl. I helped my mommy with the dishes. I took mommy and daddy breakfast in bed one morning last week." They'll tell Santa all those great stories.
Yes, they will. It'll be a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
And we love the kids. Well, there's going to be a lot of fun between now and Christmas up in the village of Cloudcroft, the Christmas capital of New Mexico. What other events do you want to talk about this morning?
So let's talk about, I'll just give you a brief overview of the next 4 weekends. And I want to let everybody know that we have a brand new website. It just went live this week. It is cloudcroftchristmas.com. And so they can find the information of where different events are taking place, the times, who's sponsoring them. We'll also at some point be able to update once we know what the conditions are for ice skating at the rink and skiing at Ski Cloudcroft and winter tubing. Ski Cloudcroft talked about maybe producing more snow this year and allowing snowman building out there. So, and then, of course, we can, if the snow is right, there's even snowmobile rentals. But next Saturday is the community tree lighting. And that's going to be held on Borough at 5 p.m. The community tree lighting in the past has been in conjunction with Parade. And this year, we wanted those to be two separate events, giving people an opportunity to spend more time enjoying each event separately. But the community tree lighting, that tree is being brought in on Tuesday, and it's being cut down by the Forestry Department. And we don't know the exact feet yet, but we heard it's going to be somewhere between 40 and 45 feet.
My goodness. And that's going to be set up right there in front of the co-op, right?
Right. It'll be delivered to the Otero Electric Co-op, and then we'll start hanging the ornaments and lights on there. We encourage people in the community to bring ornaments, have the kids make some ornaments, and we'll also make sure that those get put on there, and we'll leave some of the lower branches free in case people want to come by. And then Santa will be there at 5 o'clock for the tree lighting festivities, and we hope that the stores are going to stay open until 7. There's a rumor there may be some carolers wandering around on by the Christmas Tree Trail at Borough Exchange, and then the Candy Cane Trail is going to light up. We're going to have candy canes lining the street or the walkway from the chamber down to the ice rink. So that'll be lit up on Saturday also.
You know, I remember being raised on the farm in Michigan. My mom and dad had 10 kids, 7 boys and 3 girls. And part of our decorations was the kids had to make things to hang on the tree. Well, we didn't have to, but our mom and dad encouraged us to if we wanted to stay in the house for Christmas, you know. So anyway, we got that done. And we used to make strings of popcorn and hang the popcorn around the tree.
How fun.
And that was...
So I wonder, if we did something like that here, do you think the elk and the deer might think that that's a buffet.
You know, they might think they're at the Lodge in Cloudcroft, one of the other fine restaurants there, ready to sit down and eat the popcorn.
Yeah. I was at the Lodge yesterday for the Thanksgiving buffet, by the way, and it was excellent. And they're doing a Christmas buffet this year, too.
Yes,
so
they are.
So that's one of the things we want to make sure people know. On a Sunday, the 3rd of December, the United Methodist Church is doing their annual Christmas cantata. And this year it's called Love. It's at 3 o'clock, and if you haven't had an opportunity to hear them sing, it's really a lovely Christmas program. So I can highly recommend, if someone would like to hear that, to be here on Sunday, December 3rd at 3 p.m. at the United Methodist Church.
And one thing we don't want to bypass either is coming up, a small business shopping day is coming up, and I believe that's November the 27th, right?
Right. Yes, and that's on Monday. We're encouraging people to come, and some of those unique items that we talked about.
Right.
We really want people to see and have an opportunity to get things that they can't get anywhere else. You know, it's like coming up here for barbecue. We have some of the award-winning barbecue. We have great places to stay. I would encourage anyone to come up for the weekend, stay at one of our hotels, rent a cabin. We have plenty of different opportunities for lodging, and just make a whole weekend of it. Pick any of the weekends, and come on up. So,
well, you've got some good events going on, too, like just about every year at the on December the 9th at the Michael Nivison Library.
Yeah.
Tell us.
This is new this year, too. And so there will be elves on hand at the library. Mr. and Mrs. Claus will be there from 1 until 3. Reading some of the favorite Christmas stories, and then from 3 to 5, there will be Santa Paws, and an elf will be on hand, and if the family would like to come in and have their pet picture taken with Santa or Santa Paws, we can do that. There's no charge for that. The elves at the library will take the picture with your cell phone or your camera, whatever you bring. That'll be from 3 until 5. And then at 5:30, the Village of Cloudcroft is sponsoring the parade, and it's going to be huge this year. They did such a fabulous job with the 4th of July parade this year. I can't wait to see what they do with the Christmas parade, but we are excited. The chamber will be the first float leading off with the Christmas capital of New Mexico, and we have this giant snow globe, because that's our Christmas icon, as part of the float, so that'll be a lot of fun.
And that is on Saturday, December what?
December 9th.
9, okay.
And on the 9th. And then after the parade, there will be carolers around. There will be hot chocolate and other snacks. And again, we want to encourage people to take advantage of the Christmas tree trail. And then at 7:30, if they head over to the chamber building, we're going to be lighting up Christmas Park. Now, most people know this park as Zenith Park, but just for Christmas, we're calling it Christmas Park so people know specifically where to go in Zenith. And we have some fun things. And this is, again, one of those community stories. So the high school had an old greenhouse that they weren't using anymore, and they deconstructed it and taking the poles out of it, and we're going to be able to attach lights to those to create a tunnel, a light tunnel walking into Christmas Park. We're going to have a 20-foot lit tree. It's not a real tree. We don't want to take away from that fabulous tree that'll be in front of Otero Electric Co-op, but it'll be lights, and then we will have different little photo ops with blow-ups and just some fun things. So family fun, absolutely free. Come and get some pictures taken. And then across the street, we have what we're calling a well-wishing scent. So a lot of people have seen trees that have well wishes on it. Well, we opted to do something a little different, and we are going to have the fence over by the museum where people can take some ornaments that, again, the school has provided. They took branches and cut them up very small, drilled a hole through each of those little pieces of tree, And then we'll have green and red ribbons and markers, and people can do a well wish for somebody, tie it to the tree.
That is a nice, yeah. I like that idea as well.
Yeah, and that's, you know, and that, again, is bringing a lot of the community involvement there. So then, on the following weekend, which is, the following weekend, December 15th, on that Friday, the Cloudcroft Senior Center is going to be having the Down Home Country Christmas. And it's from 4 to 6. They're going to have tamales and enchiladas and a silent auction and music and merriment and call to make reservations. That's going to be a really fun event. But then on the 16th, which is Saturday, we have from 2 until 4 cookies being served at the Crofting Inn Bed and Breakfast. So Gail McCoy will be baking cookies all week, getting ready for that. And then the two venues here at Christmas Park and across the street will open up. And what I mean by open up, from 4 until 8, we have Christmas Park open. We will have people selling hot chocolate. We'll have music going on. And then across the street, we have adopted the museum. There are 8 different individuals or businesses that have adopted the building. They're decorating the inside and the out. And they will have those doors open from 4 until 8. The church will be open. The school will be open. A couple of the different buildings, and people will have things that maybe they've made or selling. And it's just going to be so amazing to see that museum lit up at night.
You know, I was listening to the weather this morning with Mike Driller here, and it sounds like the weather's going to be cooperating with us for tomorrow. There is a chance of some snow tomorrow evening up in the Cloudcroft area. And, of course, you saw the big blanket of snow on Ski Apache, you know, a couple of days ago. They're opening up tomorrow for skiing. And then, of course, maybe if we're lucky, wouldn't it be nice if it would be snowing at 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon when Santa's arriving on the fire truck?
Oh
man.
That would be just so fun because, you know, we have such a the canvas of Cloudcroft is such a magnificent scene. And when it snows, it is a winter wonderland.
Yes,
so
it is.
So that would be absolutely perfect. And then, Bob, the last weekend that the village across the street, the Vintage Christmas Village, which is also known as the Sacramento Museum, and the Christmas Park will be open on the 22nd and the 23rd from 4 until 8.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy, I'll tell you what, Karen. Phew.
Beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Right, I'll tell you what, it certainly is. At least it is for sure. Up in the Christmas capital of New Mexico, Cloudcroft. Mm-hmm. Boy, a lot of good things going on. And I know, Karen, we're so happy that you have taken charge of getting this information all put together for everyone. We appreciate it. And we'll be up there for some of the events. Can't tell you exactly which ones yet because we're working everything in. But we will be up there for sure tomorrow afternoon for Santa Land starting at 4 o'clock. And
I look forward to it. And thank you so much for giving us a chance to share all the goodwill going on up here. And we look forward to people coming. This is a family-friendly event all 5 weekends. And we just want to make sure that people truly enjoy the season and Cloudcroft.
There you go. And one way to enjoy that more is to go to cloudcroftchristmas.com. It's all posted there. You'll get all the information you want.
Yes, indeed.
All right, Karen, anything else this morning?
No, I just want to thank you for this time, and we will see you tomorrow. Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho. We'll see you then.
Okay.
Thank you, Karen.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Yep, have a
bye-bye.
Good one.
We are Active Radio, 88.9 FM, KHII Cloudcroft, 100.5 FM, Alamogordo, and 102.3 KEDU, Ruidoso.